day, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God. Once again, if you've missed any of these broadcasts, please go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. And you'll be able to catch up and listen to everything. And so if I say something that's completely radical, you've probably missed something to start off with, or it's just radical. Hard to tell some days, right? So our partners make that all absolutely free. Also on the website, we have a free daily devotional that you receive every day that it takes about 90 seconds to go through, and it'll be a really big blessing to you, and it's absolutely free. Also on our website, I guess you can on the website, but you can sign up for our podcast, again, absolutely free. All right, let's talk about this. I guess, and like I was saying yesterday, it's probably like Prodigal Son Week here on the broadcast because we've been talking about this all week. And again, let's start again in Luke 15:11. Now, a lot of this I've already taught on, but now we're going to see what happens, okay? A certain man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Give me the portion of goods that falls to me." So he divided to them his livelihood. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions in prodigal living. Blew it all. Decided to live his own way, do his own thing. Completely rebelled against what the father's ways of doing things. He says, "But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in the land, and he began to be in want." Okay, so he's in want. But now that want does not motivate him to go home, right? Because sometimes, listen, and by the way, let's just remind ourselves, he is in want by his own choice. Daddy didn't do this to him. He is in want by his own choice. He said, well, he's in want because there's a famine in the land. No. Because the father was not experiencing the famine because his choices took him to a place of prosperity, even in the time of famine, and this boy's choices took him to a place of poverty in famine. So he goes on. He said he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. So he's starving, and no one's feeding him. But he doesn't make an immediate change. Evidently, this happens for a little while before he finally decides to wake up. Now, again, in verse 17, but when he'd come to himself, and again, you're not going to be able to help people until they come to themselves. It's not going to work. You can pour money. You can pour anything you want to do. You need to learn to honor people's choices. Yeah, but if I loved him, wouldn't I help them out of this mess? No, because the mess is teaching them that their choices are wrong. Now, we'll get into that here in just a second. He said, I am no longer worthy to be called, let's go back up. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise, go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Okay? And I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So now he's gotten to the place he's realizing, you know, even people around Daddy do better than I'm doing. People that listen to Daddy, people that work for Daddy are doing better than what I'm doing. So he's come to himself. Ways I've been chosen to live are not working. They're not right. Okay. So he comes up with this plan. He's going to show up at Daddy's house and start talking about his unworthiness, talking about how stupid he is, talking about what a dad dog he is. Does this sound familiar? Oh, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should help me.
Lord, I'm not worthy. Lord, I've made a mess of everything. Lord, I've destroyed.
Now, there's one thing to repent. There's another thing that you feel like you have to go in the presence of the Father and act like you're a worm and a dog. But he doesn't see you that way, because notice what happens next. And he arose and came to his father. So now he's acting on it. Now I want you to notice something about the father. The father does not move to help the son until the son makes a choice in the way he wants to live. Okay. He says this, but when he was still a great way off, notice the love of the father. The father's looking for his son to come home. He's looking a great way off. He's expectant. It says, while he was a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Okay, let's just stop there for a second. Let's talk about you and your love. Let's talk about the father and his love. The boy makes a change. I don't want to live this way anymore. And so he turns around. As soon as the father sees him, not up close, didn't wait till he got to the door, the father is looking for his return. And so a great way off, the father sees. And now he has not heard the son at all yet. The son has not said he repents. The son has said he's not say sorry. He's not said what a dog he is or any of that. The father sees him and sees that the man has made a different choice. He's turned around and he's come back to father's house. And what does the father do? Does he turn, walk back in the house and say, well, let's see what the boy has to say? No. What does he do? He runs towards him. He tears out after him. When the boy made the choice, he ran after him. This is what you can expect from your heavenly father. This is who he is. This is who Jesus is. That if you'll turn and make a change, you are no longer in it by yourself. And thank God, the wonderful thing about Jesus and our Heavenly Father is he can see a long way off, because he sees you right where you are right now. And when you make that turn, he comes running. He comes running to help you. He comes running to love you. He comes running to strengthen you. He loves you. He wants to see you succeed. That's what he wants for you. This is not a God that when you repent, he says, okay, well, let's just see how you do. Let's see how you do for the next couple of weeks. That's not who he is. He runs towards you. This is the love of the Father. The minute you turned your eyes towards God, he ran towards you. The minute, especially since he could see a long way off. Think about this. At some point, the boy was walking and the daddy was running. The boy came walking up the road, and what was the response? A running father, running right at you, running to love you, running to care for you, running to help you out of the situation you made for yourself. See, but again, I want you to notice the father didn't show up at the hog trough and get him out, and we know he was there. We'll talk about that here maybe today. We know that happened. That he knew. So why didn't he go get him at the hog trough before? Because the boy had not made a decision to return to a different way of living. He loved him. How's that? How do we know that? Because he ran towards him. He runs towards him. Now, let me just say this. When I grew up, this was kind of hard to take, because my relationship with my natural father was different. Okay, the father, my biological father, was different. How so? Well, because if I did something wrong and I needed to come to my father to apologize, this actually literally happened. I showed back up to apologize. I'd left home, and I had to show up because of something he'd done. And he was on the front porch of the house. And when I pulled up, got out of the car, he turned around, walked back in the house. And I had to ask to speak to him. And then when I sat down and speak to him, he forced me basically to grovel at it. Now, did I enjoy that? No, I didn't. Okay. And did that bother me? Yeah, it really did. But see, a lot of times people actually, that's the way they expect God to act, is though he's like walking around heaven, sees you coming wanting to pray about something, turns around, walks back to the throne room, and says, okay, let him wait outside for a few minutes. Let's see what he's going to do first. Let's see if he turns around, walks away. No, that's not who our Father is. That's not who Jesus is. He runs towards you. Why? Because he's in love. Well, why didn't he run down to the hog trough? Because it's not love trying to undo somebody else's choice. But when they make a different choice, run to them. Run, not without withholding anything. Run right to them. Run to them and love on them. Run to them and embrace them. Run to them and pull them. And listen, this is something important for you. If somebody wrongs you and they show back up, don't make them grovel. Don't make them beg you. Don't make them demand things out of you. Right? Please. Don't try to make them feel guilty. Don't try to condemn them over what they've done. That's not your job. Your job is to love them. And if you decide, well, they did me wrong, they didn't do what I told them to do, great. That's exactly what happened here. And what's our biblical pattern? You run to them and you love them. You don't make their situation worse either. Sometimes people try to pile on top of people. Don't do that either. That's a mistake. No. But you need to see your Father. Listen, if during the course of these sessions you've been listening and you're like, man, I've really messed up. I've really blown it. I've really made some mistakes. And I'd love to come back to Father's house. But I'm just not sure. Listen, he's not going to turn and walk back in the throne room. He's going to run towards you. But you need to start making some different choices. You need to turn your head and start running back towards him. Because that and his response to you is going to be one of love, compassion, embrace. Notice here again it says that and the son said to him, Father, the father saw him, had compassion, ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. God is in love with you. He wants to hold you. He wants to help you. Now, do you need to make, is there people out there that needs to make some different choices? Yes. But listen, even if you've already made a different choice, a lot of times people think, well, God is just withholding this against me. No, he's not. We're going to talk about this tomorrow. God is not withholding anything against you. God loves you. And if you want to make a different choice, he's going to help you to make the right choices. Please listen to Michael for these important announcements.
Attention, faithful men of God. Kurt Owen Ministries wants to invite you to the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, Pastor Patrick Hodeling, along with Praise and Worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking his word to any mountain in your life. The mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this Faith Advance. The price is $175. It's all-inclusive, including two nights of hotel stay, all of your meals, and entrance into all of the conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Save your spot now to this life-changing event simply by texting the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information that you need to register. Come join us to learn how to speak to the mountain. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter has a question.